This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And as I think of this, I remember a hadith in Sahih Muslim, a hadith by Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that once a delegation from Mudhar came to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw these guests coming, his entire face changed. His entire body language changed. He became visibly bothered. He became visibly bothered. Why? Because this delegation was an impoverished delegation. They were people who lacked financial standing and lacked material well-being. They were people who were poor. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw their poverty, immediately his face changed, his whole body language changed. This is what his companion is saying. Because he was selfless, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam. He was selfless. He was all about making your problem his problem. He wasn't selfish. He wasn't the one who left your problem to be your problem. As long as it doesn't concern me and my wife and my children, and if we're generous, my parents, then it doesn't concern me. Today, subhanAllah, some of us don't even worry about the concerns of our parents and their needs. Allahul Musta'an. We hear about Muslims looking for old age homes to place their parents in. May Allah protect us all. May Allah protect us all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was big in striving to ease the affairs of his fellow brothers and sisters. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw this delegation, he immediately engaged the minbar and he ascended the minbar and he called out to the Muslims. He called out to the people and he commanded them to be charitable and he commanded them to give sadaqah, sadaqah from their gold coins and sadaqah from their silver coins and sadaqah from their wheat and sadaqah from their barley and their dates. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even if you give half a date, give it out. Allahu Akbar. This is a man of action. There was a need that needed to be addressed, and he addressed it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even half a date, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, give that as well. Because we know from other ahadith, he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that fear the hellfire, even if it be with half a date. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us diligent. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left us astray in this world. He revealed books and he sent prophets. And the role of the prophet was to provide clarity amidst confusion. Clarity amidst confusion. The prophets came to set us upon a plane known as perspective. To teach us who we are. To teach us where we are. To teach us where we're going, and to teach us how to get there successfully. This is what they came to do, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was most excellent and most eloquent in doing so. In setting us upon the plane of perspective, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't come to give us gold coins and silver coins and material well-being and financial standing and homes and better vehicles and so on and so forth. He came not to give us content, but he came to provide us with context. Two different seas, right? When we live in confusion, we only see the sea of content. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to provide clarity and place us upon the plane of perspective. And he taught us about the sea of context. Why? Because he sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to connect us to the hereafter. He came to connect us to the hereafter. Thus, he came to teach us how to tie that which we love to the one who we should be loving. Allahu Akbar. You might as well tweet that because that should be written in gold. That's a pearl of wisdom. He came to tie that which we love to the one who we should be loving. This is who he was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why he could speak to the Sahaba and command them to spend, because he taught them context. He taught them, my dear brothers and sisters, that in confusion, you thought that the poor person needed you. But in context, you learn now that it is you who needs the poor person. Subhanallah. It is you who needs the poor person. Why? Because you weren't made for this world. You are made for Jannah. You are made for Jannah. And in being charitable to this poor person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for you a greater Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. So before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world viewed things in a certain way. But after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they could never view the world and matters of this world in the same way. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we enter a state of heedlessness. And we spoke about the evils of heedlessness yesterday. Shaytan confuses us. He has made it his prime objective to worry us. And Shaytan has made wealth as if it's the twin of the self. MashaAllah, we have some poets also in this conference. He came to make, or Shaytan makes us feel as if this wealth is the twin of the self. This is how mankind feels. And perhaps the reason for that is because of the difficulty in ascertaining this wealth. It is attained through sweat. You have to give some of yourself to attain this wealth, right? So as a result, after you give some of yourself and you ascertain this wealth, it becomes visibly difficult for you to part with it. To part with it, especially if you do not see a visible return before the grave. This is what it is. If we don't see a visible return before the grave to our spending, it becomes increasingly difficult to spend this wealth. But brothers and sisters, when we look at the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, in providing us with context, teaches us that wealth is not obtained. Rather, wealth is ordained. Again, we discussed two C's. Now I'm discussing with you two O's. Before, in confusion, we saw wealth as something obtained. And after, we see the light. In the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we now see the O of ordained. This wealth is ordained. Whatever comes to us is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it coming to us. By Allah, if you could manage to work 24 hours and 1 minute in your day, you will not get anything extra from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you that treasure. Understand this. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا. That no soul shall taste death. No soul shall taste death until that soul has consumed the last morsel of food decreed for it. When you die, it's because you've consumed your sustenance. And you will not die before that sustenance is consumed. If there's one grain of rice left, you will not pass away, my dear brothers and sisters. Understand this. This is context. This is what he came to provide for us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in providing context, he taught us, brothers and sisters, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. الله أكبر. He taught us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed Allah has bought from the believers their life and their wealth in exchange for Jannah. In exchange for Jannah. In providing us perspective, he taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum. تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. He taught us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O you who believe, shall I tell you about a trade about a transaction that will save you from a painful punishment. That is better for you if you only knew. He taught us to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in the message of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our wealth and with ourself. This is the true trade. This is the trade when a person is upon perspective. He taught us, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this wealth, my dear brothers and sisters, is not ours. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said he bought it from us in exchange for Jannah. In exchange for Jannah. And that is why we will be answerable regarding the time that we've spent and the wealth that we've spent when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. If this time and this wealth was yours and mine, why should we be answerable about this time and wealth when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Why? It's ours. But no, my dear brothers and sisters, it belongs to Allah. And Allah, in his divine wisdom and mercy, he lent it to us in different proportions. So thus, he gave some people and lent them more time, so they lived longer. And others, he gave them less time, so they didn't live as long. And with others, he lent them more wealth, so they were richer. And others, he didn't lend them that much wealth, so they were slightly poorer. Allah distributed his wealth and these blessings amongst us as an amanah.